Okay. Today is Daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amud Beis. We are on the fourth to bottom line. Just a quick story to finish up from yesterday. Hanhu b'nei bei Charmach. There were people in the town of Charmach, the Azul Kari Beresha Dishanvasa, that they diverted the river. The Shanvasa River, they diverted it, and Vadruhu Vishadyuha Bashili Nara. And they made, like, it's basically, they cut out of the earth basically a box that the river will go around where their fields were and then irrigate their fields. That's against the recommendation of the Mishnah, which was leave the river the way it is, and then the first person that's the closest to the canal can divert the water first. But they didn't do that. They made the water diverted. Anyway, Asu Ilavala Kameh Dabaya. So they came in front of Abaya. Amrule, they told him, Kamaska Lanarin. They diverted the water. They made the water ruined. They ruined the water. 1 second. They're ruining our fields because they are lessening the flow of the river. By diverting it, the river's flowing less strong. If it's flowing less strong, less water is reaching us. So Rabbi told them back, Karu Bahadayu Tfei Purta. Make the riverbed deeper, and if you cut the riverbed in deeper, then the river will flow stronger and it'll be the same net result. Amrulay, they told him, no, Koyavshi Peirin, and then the fruits are going to dry up. So Amrulay said, Rabbi said, if that's the case, Zilus Likudav Shaykhomi Hustles, and then go put it back to the way it used to be. You have no right to do this. If nobody minds, and if it's a win-win, then fine, why not? But otherwise, you have to do what the Mishnah suggested. The guy who's closest goes first. Okay. Now, the next thing the Mishnah said was, Mitzudos chayas v'ofos v'dogim, then this yesh behem, we minatorah, just because you trapped an animal, it doesn't mean it's yours. Right? Just because you trapped an animal doesn't mean it's yours. When does it become yours? When you do a kinyan on it. But because of Darkei Shalom, the Chachamim said, we're going to treat the animal as if it belongs to the owner, even when it's trapped. And Rabbi Yossi said, we're going to make it even more machmir, gezel gomor, we're going to treat it as if it's gezel gomor. Not just a takara, but actual gezel. So the Gemara says, be'uzli v'ahuri, if the net was made out of rubber, ahuri means rubber, and azuli means some kind of netting. In other words, the trap has a base kibble, the trap has a content, it has a container. Then, kuli alma lo pligi. Nobody argues. Nobody argues that is considered stealing, real stealing, because your mom is taking something out of someone else's property. But, ki pligi, when's the machlokes? Bilechi v'kukri. If you have a lechi like a pole. Basically, they have a string going across an area. And on the string are little hooks. So when the animals are running, they're going to get caught in the hook. Is that there's no base kibble. There's no netting. There's no container holding the animal. It's stuck on a hook. That's a machlokas. The Chachamim will say, still can't take the animal. It's still Darkei Shalom. No question about it. But is it the same level that, like, and Rabbi Yossi said, that's mamash stealing? So the Chacham agrees, mamash, no, it's not mamash stealing. Because it's not really yours, because only on a hook. Okay, next. Mitzias Cherishot V'katan, we said, well, again, if an 8-year-old boy picks something up off the street, he sees a beautiful gold watch, he picks it up, he's going to give it to his father, so Midda writes, he didn't acquire it. You can take it away from him. Midda Rabbanu, that would be a crazy society. We said, no, if they find the objects, it belongs to them. No, you don't have to return it. There's no simon. You don't have to return it. You're a city of kulo gayim. You know, pick the case. The point is that we don't take it away from them. Minatora, we could, but we don't. So Amar of Chista, gezel gomor midivrehem. Yeah. So Rabbi Yossi said gezel gomor, not gezel gomor. Rabbi Yossi can't turn the Rabbanu into a Doraisa. He means it's gezel gomor midirabanan. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? So the difference is lahotzi bidayonin. Will judges enforce taking it back? Okay. Next. Ani hamanakev berosh hazayis
Masha Tachtav.
What do we say? We said that when an ani is on top of a tree and he's cutting off olives, and the olives, yeah.
Someone says that. Why don't we say Hefker Bezd and Hefker? It's a good question. Someone asked that question. I don't remember.
So we said if an onion is on top of a tree and he's cutting off olives, and obviously he doesn't acquire the olives. The olives first fall to the ground, and then somebody walks by and says, "Hey, this fool guy, the guy, the fool up there, he's cutting. I'm going to go pick up the olives." So we don't know. We don't allow that. So, but since you're cutting the olives really for yourself, we view it as if you were coated it, even though you never were, but we view it as if you were, and therefore you can't take them. So, Tana, there's a brisa that says, in likate v'nasan biyad, harei zeh gezel gamur. But if you were able to hold them in your hand, even for a second, and the chiddush is, if it's not really all that different than not touching them at all. You held him for 1 second? Yeah. Holding him for 1 second, now it's Gezel Gomor. Now you take it, it's Mamash stealing. You're stealing the guy's property.
Fine. Rav Kahana, Havi Ka'azel Lehutzal, Rav Kahana went to Hutzal, Chaziyah Da'alahu Gavro,
he saw a guy,
Da'avi Shadi Apuye,
he was throwing a stick against a tree,
and Vika Natrin Tamri,
and dates were falling off the tree. And he was. That's how he was acquiring the dates, the leket.
Azal kam menaked v'achel.
So if Kahana went by and started eating them, he started gathering those dates off the floor. He started eating them.
So amalei chazimar dibiyadai shad jesinhu.
Don't you realize that they're mine? Says the man to Rav Kahana.
So amalei. So Rav Kahana says back, I'm sorry. Me asrei de Rav Yoshia ata.
You are from the neighborhood of. You must be from the town of Yoshia, where they taught the halacha that I stand corrected, says Rav Kahana. You come from Yoshia's town, where they taught everybody that you can acquire fruits, poor people can acquire fruits this way. Kari Allah, so Rabbi Kahana says about him, Tzadik Yisod Olam. You're Tzadik Yisod Olam. So what was Rav Kahana thinking? What was Rav Kahana thinking? He didn't know the halacha. Right? It's like five answers what Rav Kahana was thinking. It's Darkei Shalom. So it's in the Mishnah. Right. So what was the Kahana thinking? So the Ramban says the Rav Kahana thought the guy was a guy. Thought it was a guy. Why would he think he was a guy? I don't know. He thought it was a guy. So these rules of Darkei Shalom don't apply to Goyim. We're going to have in a minute what does apply to Goyim. But not this. So Rav Kahana thought I could take it. The guy's trying to outsmart everybody else. No, it doesn't acquire it that way. I could take it. That's the Ramban. The Meiri says, Rav Kahana thought that there was no din, this din didn't apply if you're a traveler. Rav Kahana was traveling, so basically he's no different than an ani. Doesn't have any means of food right now, so he's no different. That's the Meiri. The Ramah says that the tree was Hefker. Rav Kahana thought the tree was Hefker, and there's no din by Hefker. If you're in Leket or Shikha or Pei, someone else's tree and you're there, that's one thing. That's what Rav Kahana thought. That's the Ramah. The Beis Aharon says that Rav Kahana thought that this din of Darkei Shalom is only if you're on top of the tree. If you're on top of the tree and it's impossible to acquire the olives before they fall, then we made up a rule, Darkei Shalom, don't take it. Why is he throwing the stick against the tree? Why doesn't he just get them himself? So Rav Kahana thought there's no such rule. That's the Beis Aharon. And the Gra says, I'm not sure why Gra says this, that Rav Kahana thought that only applied by olives. How would it only apply by olives? That's what the Gra says. Okay. Now, what do you mean? Why do we call him Tzadik Yisod Olam? Tzadik Yisod Olam. He's a Tzadik of the. He's a Tzadik that stands on the foundations of the world because of this din. What's going on? So the Chan Sofer says exactly. Because there's a Mishnah in the end of Pirkei Avos, in the end of the first part of Pirkei Avos, that says that the world stands on three things. There are three Yisodos to the world. What are they? Din, Emes, and Shalom. Right? Not that the world was created for Torah, Avodah, Gibbeth, Chassadim. No. The world stands on Din, Emes, and Shalom. Now, the Din de Oraisa, says the Chassam Sofer, the Din de Oraisa is Emes, it's not Shalom. I'm cutting off this olives, and then you can take them? So that's certainly Emes. The Torah says it. That's not Shalom. right? The din derabanan that I acquire them just because I cut them off is certainly shalom, but it's not emes. It's a made up rule. So Rav Yoshia came along and said that when you cut them, it's as if you're acquiring them at that moment. Therefore, and so when you throw your stick at the branch, at the tree, and the date falls off, it's as if you're acquiring it, mamash biyadayim. That's shalom, and that's emes, at the same moment. And then you're tzadik yisod olam. That helps the whole world. That's why the Chassam Sofer said that. Okay? What? Right. Right. That's exactly why he said it. Tzadik Yisod Olam. It's unbelievable. You found a way to bridge Emes and Shalom. Exactly. Okay. Next. Ein mamchin biyad aniye nachrim b'leket shichu peya v'nedarke shalom. If a goy happens to come into that field, and he's also picking leket shichu peya, what are you going to do? You throw the goy out? No, you let him come also. Tanar Banan, we learned the Brisa. Misparnasim aniye nachrim im aniye Yisrael. We will support Goyim, just like we'll support Jews. Why? Daki Shalom. Also, Umavakrin Chole Nachrim Im Chole Yisrael. We will visit sick Goyim too. But only the sick Jew. Imagine you go to the nursing home, the kids go, and they're going, oh, he doesn't have a mezuzah on that door, we're not going in there. Don't do that. Daki Shalom. Also, the Kovrin Mesei Nachrim Im Mesei Yisrael. We will bury Goyim with Jews. Rashi says, of course, not in the same cemetery. That we don't do. But we'll bury Goyim with Jews. Why? Libnei Darkei Shalom. What if... So what, we're burying now Goyim with Jews. Not in the same cemetery. What if there are no Jews? There's no Jews that have to be buried right now, but there are Goyim that have to be buried. So is there Darkei Shalom? Or not? So that's a machlokas we've shown him. Let's say there are no Jews that have to be buried now. So you could say to yourself, it's not an issue of Darkei Shalom. Why should we bury the Goyim? Let the Goyim bury the Goyim. If there were Jews and Goyim that both together in the same collapsed building, and we only go in there and bury the Jews, that looks terrible. So for Darkei Shalom, we'll bury the Goyim also. But it's only Goyim in that building. What's the animosity that's going to result if we don't bury the Goyim? So that's a machlokas we've shown them. Some say you have to bury the Goyim even if there's no Jews. And some say, no, the only din that you have to bury the Goyim is when there's Jews as well. Okay? That's a machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam, in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, in Zayin, says as follows. Wait for this. This is great. Misfarnasim umachasin aniye Goyim. We support and we clothe aniye Goyim im aniye Yisrael b'pnei Darkei Shalom. We will support Goyim only when we're the Jews as well that need support. Right? That's the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim. In Hilchas Avel, the Rambam says, in Yudalad Yudbeis, the Rambam says, Kovrin Mesei Goyim, we will bury Goyim, U Menachmin Aveilehem, and we will visit their mourners, we'll send them a condolence card also, U Mevakrin Cholehem, and we'll visit their sick, B'pnei Darkei Shalom. No mention of Jews also. What's going on? No? What's going on? When it comes to tzedakah, the Rambam says, you'll only give them if the Jews are there too. When it comes to other types of chesed, b'vakachole, b'kucholim, and burying them, and clothing, and not clothing them, and burying them, and being menachin them, and visiting the sick, right? So what's going on? Then the Rambam doesn't mention the Jews have to be there also. So the Chassam Sofer says it's beautiful. Because here's what the Rambam felt. If it has to do with money, so if I give a dollar to a guy, that's one less dollar that's going to a poor Jew. So it's only a din of tzedakah, out of pocket expenses, only if there are Jews that also need it. That's the Darkei Shalom. But when it comes to non-monetary chesed, vakachola and visiting the sick, sending a condolence card, right? Burying, there's no money involved. It's just effort. So then, Rambam held, like those we've shown in that held, even if they're Jews and they're not there. There's no downside. There's no downside. Well, it's just time, effort. So for the time and the effort, we'll be machmir for Darkei Shalom, that we should show the goyim that we're interested in them. When it comes to money, every dollar we give them is a dollar less for a Jew. So then we're going to be makel for them. We're only going to do it when there's a Jews also. Now we're only supporting the Jews. What about the goyim sitting in the street corner? Okay, we'll give them also a nickel. Right? Make sure that when you put the nickel on the train, make sure it makes a big clank so everybody can see that you're giving the goy. But don't give so much. Because every time you give a guy, you're giving less to a Jew. So the Beferish Rambam. But when it comes to non-monetary chesed, why not? Why not be extra macher? What's the downside? It's effort? Okay, so for the effort. The time spent? Okay. So for the time spent, we'll be macher. What? Today it might be. I don't know if it was money then. When the Rambam wrote that, I don't know if it was such an expensive money, it was such a money thing to bury. But in a chenami, so that might be the same, it might have changed. Okay. Next. Says the Mishnah. Mishaeles Isha L'chaverta. You're allowed to, a woman is allowed to borrow from her friend, Hachashuda Al Shavit, even though the friend is suspected of, Rashi says, that what she's suspected of, she's suspected of not cleaning out her house of fruits, Bizman HaBir. The halacha is that during Shemitah, when, as soon as the fruits are no longer in the field, you're no longer allowed to keep them in your house. You have to get rid of them. Everybody but the Rambam holds, it's just a procedure that you say, and then you don't have to get rid of them. You don't have to actually get rid of them. You just have to say you're getting rid of them, and then they become hefker, then you acquire them again. It's just a procedure you have to go through. She didn't do that. So we're suspected, now we fear now, that there's nothing else that she has. That we fear now that she has Shavuot produce in the house against the halacha, and she calls you up and says, can I please borrow your utensils? So the halacha is, you're allowed to lend her. Again, these are all halachas that have to do with society. So you're allowed to lend her. Mishael is Isha Lechaverti. You're allowed to lend your friend Hachashuda al Shavuot, who's suspected of being involved with Shemitah produce. You could Nafa, a sieve, the kivra, a sifter, the rechayim, a mill, you know, to grind, and the tanner, and you can even lend her an oven. Why? Because how do we know what she's doing with this stuff? Very indirect. Are you helping an aveira? Avalbat lo tavur. You can't grind with her. I'm sorry. You can't do borer. You can't do borer with her. Right, make the flour fine, velo titchein ima, and you can't grind with her. That you can't do. That's already too close to helping her do an aveira. The eshes chaver, let's say you have a woman who is married to a talmud chacham, someone who keeps the halacha, mishaelas le'eshes am ha'aretz, she's allowed to lend to an am ha'aretz, nafa v'kivra, a sieve and a sifter, and the boreres vitochenes, the boreres, you can do bore with her, vitochenes, and you can grind with her, umarakedes ima, and you can sift with her. Aval, mishitatiles hamayim, once she starts to add water, and once something gets wet, it has the potential to now become tamei, and we're afraid that the amaretz's wife is tamei anyway, because they're not careful in Yanei Tumah, so we're afraid she's always tamei. You can still do all this with her, except when she puts the water there. Why? Then lo siga ima. Then you can't touch her. Can't touch it. Lefisha ein machzikin yidei over aveira. Because we don't help people do an aveira. Why does the second half of this Mishnah only mention the sieve and the sifter? What happened to the oven and the rechayim? So the Achronim point out, nobody would ever lend an Am Haaretz an oven that was earthenware. Because if it became tamei, there was no way to fix it, to break it. So that they wouldn't lend an Am Haaretz. You want to borrow the sifter? Fine. So if you're Tommy, I'll put it in the mikvah. I'll tovel it. Same thing with an Erechayim. I saw the Tiferes Yisrael says. No, Tosva says it. That Erechayim was very hard to clean. Once it got dirty, it was very tumma. It was very hard to clean it out to tovel it. So again, people were very reluctant to lend a Erechayim or an oven because it was a big downside. The other two is a big deal. So got to do a mitzvah for your neighbor. You'll tovel it in the mikvah, but not these two. Fine. The kulan lo amru ela b'nei darkei shalom. And all this was only said for darkei shalom. But the Gemara will explain exactly what's going on here. Umachzikin yedei nachrim b'shvius. You're allowed to be mechazik a goy during Shemitah, right? You're driving by and he's working on the field. You're allowed to say, you go, right? You're doing a great job, right? Give him a chizuk. You can do that. If you see a Jew working on a field on Shemitah, you don't say that, right? You don't say, hey, you're doing a great job. You don't say that. But a guy, you can say it. A guy's not matzuv in Shemitah. A guy, you can say it. Avalo yidei Yisrael, but of course you can't say that to a Jew. And b'sholin b'shloman b'dei darkei shalom. You are allowed to say hello to a guy. Why? B'dei darkei shalom. Rashi says, even though you're going to say the name Shalom, which is the name of Hashem, and you're saying the name of Hashem for a guy, yes, say the name of Hashem for a guy. If you could say Shalom Aleichem to a guy, then that would make any sense. You could say it, Darkei Shalom. The Gemara is going to say, I think tomorrow, that maybe that the commissioner, if it's a guy's holiday, and he's going to think that you're being machnir yourself on one of his holidays, we'll get that to Gemara tomorrow. But the pashtus, you're allowed to say hello to a guy. It only helps, right? Society. Okay. Fine. So by the way, so the Mishnah brings up over here that you're helping somebody do an Avera. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with helping somebody do an Avera? So the Chassam Sofer says as follows. If the person wouldn't do an Avera, if the Avera wouldn't have happened, it's not for you, then you're overlof na'iva. Right? You're overlof na'iva. What if it would have happened anyway? The guy would have done it anyway. Anyway, this woman's being involved in Tumah. Anyway, she's doing things wrong. But all you're doing is you're being mezaris her. You're giving her encouragement, or you're helping it go faster. But it would have happened anyway. Then what? Are you over anything? So according to the Rambam, you're over the asay, the los asay of al tashis yadcha in Russia. Don't help out of Russia, right? It's not with the iver because the aver would have happened anyway. Right? With the iver, if you're the cause of someone doing a sin. Here, the sin would happen anyway. It's just happening with more zeal, with more excitement, right? Because of you. So that's that. The Maritz Chaya says you're over the aseh of hocheach tochiach, because it's the exact opposite of hocheach tochiach, right? Instead of giving someone musar, you're helping them along. And the Ran says, no, you're not over a daraisa. If you only help somebody do an aveira, it's a derabon lifnei iver, no daraisa for that. So, either way, it's not recommended. Either way, it's a bad idea, and as the Mishnah says, you have to avoid it. Right? You can help up to a certain point, because that's considered too removed. Once you get closer to doing an affair, you have to stop. Okay. What? We're gonna see in a minute. No, because then people are gonna eat truma. It could be it's truma. That's an aveira. Right. Stam truma. There's no aveira. Although that's a pashut. That's a pashut. Well, let's say we're talking about Kahanim and then certainly an Avera. Okay. Now, Tosfos asks, how do you know that when you lend this woman these utensils, she's using them for Shemitah produce? Maybe she has other produce. As a matter of fact, Beit Hillel holds that if a guy who you know does work on Shemitah asks you to borrow his cow, the Mishnah in Shavuot says you're allowed to lend him the cow. Because what? Why should we assume the bit worst? Maybe he has other fields. Why not? So Tosfos says, we're talking about a case where you know she has no other produce. And Eina Chanan, if she had other produce, we could hang it on the other produce. You don't have to be so dan lekaf ra, right? Okay. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Right, so you know, you could even under an oven. You could even under an oven. Because the oven is a very far removed result of being involved in Avera. Until you get to the oven, you have to, how long it takes to make bread. So it's considered very, all these things are considered very removed, and it's fine. The Gemara is going to ask, Maishno Reisha, Maishno Seifa. How come in the Reisha you're allowed to lend, and in the Seifa you have to stop? In the Reisha, you can lend her anything you want. And in the Seifa, we said, you can help her out. But once she puts the water, you have to go away. Amar Abaya says, Rov Ame Ha'aretz Ma'ais Renein. Most Amaratim, most people do take off Ma'aser. So what's the problem in the second case? What does the Abaye say? Right. So, now the question was, how come in the Reisha you can lend her the items, but you can't go into the kitchen with her? You can't help her do Borer or Toche, and you can't do anything. All you can do is lend her the items. We're assuming now that lending the items is no problem. But how come I can't help her in the kitchen? And how come by the second case I can help her in the kitchen? So Abaye says, you know why? Because most people give Meiser. That was a very, very unusual type of Amaretz who didn't give Meiser at all. So therefore, he can help her out in the kitchen. Why not? But to be, if someone's choshed on Shemitah, that's pretty serious. Choshed on Shemitah, don't help her. Don't go in there. Don't go there. That's a biased distinction. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. Hacha ba'am ha'aretz de Rav Meir. We're talking about an Am Ha'aretz. He's such an Am Ha'aretz. Rav Meir is very, very... Rav Meir has a very high standard of what makes you an Am Ha'aretz. And v'tumah v'tahayra d'rabbanan. And we're talking about tumah and tahayra d'rabbanan. D'tanya. Ezehu Am Ha'aretz. According to Rav Meir, what's an Am Ha'aretz? Kol she'eno ochel chulin b'tahayra. Someone who doesn't eat chulin b'tahayra. The halacha is, you're allowed to eat chulin in a state of tumah. You're allowed to. You could be tamei, the chulin could be tamei. There is no aveira to eat chulin in a state of tumah. However, there developed over time an idea to always eat chulin even in the state of tahira. Why? Because you can only eat kachim in a state of tahira. You can only eat true in a state of tahira. So wouldn't it be great if you're always in a state, you're never going to make a mistake? So there became these people that would always eat everything in tahira. Is it a din? No, it's not a din. It's a lefnim ishur is a din. So Rav Meir says, that's someone who's an Am Ha'aretz. Someone who's so not careful that doesn't eat chulin with tahira, that's an Am Ha'aretz. That's a very high standard of what makes someone an Am Ha'aretz. It's not even a din. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir. The Chachamim Omrim kol she'eino meiser peirosa. So therefore, since that's only a Dirabanan, so for Darkei Shalom, you can go into that kitchen and help out that woman. Don't do Rabbanon. I mean, come on, that's an Am Ha'aretz. We would say that's such a high. Rav Meir had a very high opinion of people, right? Everybody, that's an Am Ha'aretz. So for Darkei Shalom, I can go into that kitchen and help her out. What about Shemitah produce? Of course not. That's the difference. You look puzzled.
I'm sorry. So it just comes out quick that Abaye and Rava, the second case, Abaye is saying the second case is talking about Shemitah, and Rava is saying the second case is not talking about Shemitah.
No, the first case is talking about Shemitah. Second case, according to Abaye, is talking about Meiser.
Right.
And Rav is not talking about Meiser at all. Right. What's it talking about? Chulam et Tahira. That's an Am Ha'aretz. So, for Darkei Shalom, that's a big chumra. We would never on our own say such a person's an Am Ha'aretz. We would never say such a thing. Rav Meir did say it. So, for Darkei Shalom, you can go into the kitchen. No problem. I've admitted the Tani Sefer, but wait a minute. It says in the Sefer that Mishatatel et Hamayim lo tigayima. That once she puts the water to the produce, then you have to hold back. Why? Tumah problems. Now it's going to become wet to be mekabel tumah. Tumah problems. So wait a minute. That means the whole thing is not a tumah problem. Now there's a tumah problem. What about till now? Till now it was okay. So Rabbi, what are you talking about? That it's a problem of tumah, amaratzim. It's not true. Now, once it puts the water, then you have to walk out, because now it's a problem of tumah. Michlal, the racial abatumah, for tahayra skinan. That until that point, we're not talking about tumah. So the Gemara says, no. Reisha v'seifa abatumah v'tahayra. No, they're both talking about tumah v'tahayra. Reisha abatumah schulen. The Reisha is talking about tumah schulen. It's real tumah. It's not real tumah. It's tumah regarding chulen. There's no such thing. That's a chumrah that Rav Meir was machmer for everybody, even amaratzim. But for Seifa, once she puts the water in there, that's Tumas Chala. That's already a Daraisa Tumah. Till now, we were talking about a Tumah Darabanan. So for Tumah Darabanan, stay in the kitchen with her. For Darkei Shalom. Once she puts water there, now it turns into a Tumah Daraisa, and they have to walk out. So the Gemara says, is that true? Is all that true that Rav is saying? Verminhu. Wait a minute. Tochanin, you can grind. Umafkidin, and you can deposit. HL Ochle Shvius, you can deposit your produce with a guy who doesn't keep Shemitah. The HL Ochle Peirosein B'Tumah, or you can deposit your stuff with a guy who doesn't keep Tumah V'Tahira. Avalo Le Ochle Shvius, Velo Le Ochle Peirosein B'Tumah. But not, you can't give your produce to such a person. You can't involve your produce with such a person. Why not? Why not? Because we're afraid that you can't help an over avera. You're not allowed to help an over avera. Okay? So the kasha is, Rava said you're allowed to do this for Daki Shalom. Right? You can leave your stuff there, but you can't work with his stuff. But Rava said you can for Daki Shalom. Right? We got that? I can put my produce in the guy's backyard. He doesn't keep Shemitah. So what? It's my produce. But I can't work with his produce. But Rava said you can. Rava said you can, not by the Shemitah part, by the Meiser, by the Tumah part. Rava said you can. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Abaya is answering on behalf of Rava. Hasam b'kawin ha'chashud le'echol truma b'tumah askinan. No. You know why our Mishnah, why in this Braisa you can and in our Mishnah you can't? Because in our Mishnah, I'm sorry, in this Braisa you can, right? No, you can't. Why can't you in this Braisa? Because we're talking about a Kohen. And the Kohen is Chashud. The Havile Tumah D'Oraisa. Because we're talking about a Tumah D'Oraisa. So, the reason why Rava says you can help a guy in the Mishnah is because it's Tumah D'Rabbanan. Why in this Braisa can't you help a guy? Because we're talking about Tumah D'Oraisa. It's a Kohen. Ihachi mafkidin. Then how could you leave the produce there? Viraminhu. Wait a minute. Mafkidin truma etel Yisrael ama aretz. You're allowed to keep it with the Yisrael is an ama aretz. V'lo etel kohen ama aretz. But you can't put it with a kohen ama aretz. B'pnei glibo gaspa. Because he's so used to touching truma, he'll touch yours too. So how could you tell me that the distinction is? That the distinction is a kohen who is going to be involved now with Tumah D'Oraisa. You're not going to leave it there. You're not going to leave your stuff with the Kohen who's chashud on Tumah. Make sense? Amar of Yilah, hachav ma'yaskina b'kli cheresh ha'mukaf tzamid tzil. I'm talking about the truma is in a sealed jar that's earthenware, and therefore there's no way that a Kohen, by touching it, can make that tummy. That's why you're allowed to deposit it there. Because it's not going to make a tummy. So the Gemara asks, V'lechosh shema tisitenu ishto nida. Maybe the wife who's a nida will move it, and if she moves it, nida will. If she moves it, she will make it tummy by virtue of her moving it. Yes, everything that a nida touched became tummy. Even if it was a special halacha of tuma by a nida, by a zav, that even things they move around, even if they don't touch the actual truma inside, still make it tummy. So why don't we? Everyone's got a wife. And everyone's wife becomes a nida, so why isn't that a problem? So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to change the entire answer because we can't get out of that kasha. The kasha is, everyone's wife is a nida at one point, and everything they touch is going to become tummy. So how could you deposit truma by a kohen who is chashed on tumah? He doesn't care about tumah, right? How could you deposit it there? So we said, no, it's a sealed container. Yeah, but the wife is going to move it, right? So since we have that kasha, we're going to change the answer. Tosfos asks, wait a minute. If the Kohen is chashed on Tumah, he's very not careful with Tumah. He's very lax in Tumah. Basically, he's an Am Haaretz. We are gozer that every Am Haaretz has the din of a Zav regarding Tumah. So why do you have to come on to the wife as a Nida? Isn't the wife going to move? What about the guy himself? If the Kohen himself will move it, he will make it Tamei by virtue of the fact that he's an Amaretz, by virtue of the fact that all Amaretzim have the din of a Zav, right? All the Amaretzim have the din of a Zav, that's why people would eat with an Amaretz, because they're going to spit on them during the meal, and it's going to make the guy Tamei. Right? We don't know anything about the Amaretz, it could be, what did it make for 5 minutes ago? We don't know, but we treat them all as a Zav, we treat them all as Tamei. So what do we need to bring the wife in here for? What? No, but so what? So that could be, Tosfos has a more fundamental answer. Tosfos says, we would only go there that a Zav, that a Am Aretz is the din of a Zav regarding Tumah, only that Tumah that comes out of the body, like Roke or Meraglayim. Otherwise, Tosfos says, it's a Gzera that you cannot live with. The guy can't move stuff in his house. The wife is a separate problem. That's a gzera. That's ein yachal amad bo. You can't live with such a gzera. Everything an Am Haaretz picks up, becomes tummy? That's not. It can't have a life like that. Yes, well, machmir that if he spits or meiraglayim, yes, things that come out of his body that we will make that we were gozer. That's not so frequent. That's exactly why a chaver won't sit together with an amaretz because it's coming out of his mouth. That's a cheshash. But otherwise, that's a gedera like that. Anida, yes. Every month, it's amazing. We can't even imagine such a society. Every single month, you took your entire house and brought it to the mikvah. Not only did your wife go, everything else you had in your house went too. Unless, I would imagine, maybe people had like separate kalim. Right? There was Nida kalim, and then there was regular kalim. Otherwise, what?
You need a separate place for her to sit.
You need a separate bed, right? Or every month you took your bed to the mikvah. That's an unbelievable society. The Meshech Chachma said it's all going back. When the Mashiach comes, it's all going back. That was life. Everything in your house went to the mikvah. Whatever she touched became tummy. You can't even fathom such a life like that. It's hard enough juggling her going, let alone taking everything with you. What? They had nothing.
Four sets of dishes.
Four sets of dishes, right? And then Pesach also. So where were we? Yeah. So Tulsa says it's impossible to make such a gzera like that. The Ramban says no. There was a gzera like that. He doesn't buy into the fact that it was a yachal amabo. What the Ramban says was, but the only time it made a gzera that anything they moved around was tamei, like a zav, was only if it was a vaday. If it was vaday happened. Here it's shema, maybe he'll move it around. So then you have to come on to the nida. Maybe he'll move it around. That's not going to be good enough to make an amaretz into a zav. On chashashos. Well, maybe this will happen. No. The Ramban says it's true. It's very harsh, but it's true only if it's a vada that happened. On the off chance it's going to happen, then we say no. We're not going to make a. There's no gzera on maybe it will happen. For a nida there is, because there's a daraisa. It's a daraisa din. It's a fundamental machlokas, how you look at this din of making an amaretz into a tumah, into a zav. According to Tosfos, it never got off the ground. According to the Rabbana, it did, but only for vados. Okay. So we have to change the entire answer. What the problem is, we have a stira, because one braisa said that you should not go there with tumah at all, and our Mishnah said you can until a certain point. The way Rav explained it. So it's a kasha. How are we answering the stira in the Braisa and the Mishnah? Ella. Where are we? Ella, Amar of Yirmi, a low kasha. No, it's not a kasha. Kan beperos shehukshiru, kan beperos shelo hukshiru. That's the answer. In our Mishnah, the peros never got wet. Since they never got wet, they never had the ability to become tamei. If they never had the ability to become tamei, there's no reason why you can't go into the kitchen to help her out. But in this Braisa here, you cannot deposit. You cannot deposit, or you cannot have anything to do with produce of an Amma Aretz. Why? Because they already got wet once. Now they got touched, it's going to make a tummy. That's why you have to be more strict.
You trust them that they know when it was a
mukshul. Yes, so we know. So we know.
How do you know?
Let's assume we know. So if we know.
It can't be
locked
for someone else's stuff.
Because has to be kiyutan. Has to be you want it to happen. I can't go and water your produce.
Maybe it was not in the name there.
Well, let's say you watched it happen. You saw the rain fall, and it was already cut off, and he's out there jumping for joy. So you know he's happy. So the question: wait a minute, Verminhu. Wait a minute. Hamola chitin l'tochen kusi. You can give grain to a kusi who's a grinder. The olatochen amaretz or to an amaretz who's a grinder. Harei elu bechizkasan l'maiser u'l'shviyas. And they have a chazakah regarding that it's okay about Meiser and Shavias, Avalola Tuma, but not regarding Tuma. So how could you tell me that you can give it to if it's the problem is, if it's not Mukshur, this kasha is not a kasha. The Gemara is going to answer, what kind of kasha is this? We just said that the only time you can give it is if it never got wet. What's this kasha? So the Gemara says, hi, my, Rumi, what kind of kasha is this? Lavu Kimna, didn't I just say, Beperish Lo Hukshuru? That we're talking about Paris that never got wet. So if they never got wet, there's no tumor problem. What kind of question is this? Ask me a question about the Amaretz and about a Kusi. But I just said that the only time you can ever give it to them, the only time you can ever be involved with them, is if there's no issue of getting wet. What kind of question is this? So the Gemara says, you're right. I had a different question. My question was as follows. We trust them that they're going to take off Meiser and Shavias. And we don't suspect that they're going to switch the produce. I give my produce to a guy, to a kusi, or to an amaretz. Do me a favor. Grind that barrel of wheat. Give me back a grinded barrel of wheat. How do I know he's going to give me back the same wheat, which, by the way, I took off Trubis and Meisers on? How do I know he's going to give back the same barrel? Maybe he'll give me back a different barrel. And if he gives me back a different barrel, he's an Amaret. He's maybe it's Demai problems. Maybe he didn't take off Truma. How can I trust him? How can I trust him? So the Gemara says, you can trust him. We're not Choshesh. So the Gemara says, we're not Choshesh, but I'll give you cases where we are Choshesh. Viriminhu, Hanosin Lechamaso Ma'iser. If somebody gives Ma'iser, if somebody gives produce to his mother-in-law, so Ma'iser es Shehu Nosin La, you have to give Ma'iser before you give it to her, because maybe she's an Amaret. Why would you marry the daughter of an Amaret? I don't know. But she's an Amaret. The Eschehu Note Halmena. And when she gives it back to you, you have to take off Truma again. Why? Because we suspect she switched it. And she gave you non-Meiser. Aye, by a Kusi we don't suspect it. How come by the mother-in-law we do? The answer is not because the mother-in-law always wants to hurt you. It's not the answer. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. The answer is, Bibnei Shechashuta Michalefes, because we're afraid that she's going to switch it. So the Gemara says, Amiskalkel, she's going to switch it and give you worse. So the Gemara says, no, Hassan, by the mother-in-law, Kedikani Taimah, we said why. Amar of Yehuda, Rotzehi B'takarnas Bita Ubusha Mechatana. She wants to, she's embarrassed to give her, she doesn't, basically the answer is, because she wants to give her son-in-law the best possible produce. Even if it doesn't have Meiser on it. She's an Amara, she doesn't care about Meiser. She cares about the best. She wants to impress her son-in-law. So what's she going to do? So he gave me this junk to watch for him. I'm going to give him back, the junk I'll keep for myself. I'll give him back the good stuff. But the good stuff didn't have any truma taken off, or Meiser taken off. So when she gives it back to you, we're choshesh for that, take it off again. But stama kusi, why should we be choshesh? So the Gemara says, ula alma lo chashinan, but we're not choshesh for stama kusi, v'otnan, the Mishnah says, hanosin lepundakis, Meiser, hanosin lepundakis, if you give produce to an innkeeper, es Meiser, es chunosin law, you have to take off Meiser when you give it, v'es chunosin lamena. And when you get it back, you got to take off Meiser again. Why? B'bnei shemechalefes. Because again, we suspect that she switched it. So the Gemara says, again, Hasa Maria v'amra, she makes a cheshbon to herself and she says, bar be rav, lechel chamima, v'ana echel karira. Again, who comes to the inn? The big Talmud Chacham, the big Rosh Hashiva. She wants to impress them. So what does she say? He gave me cold stuff. He gave me junk. I'll keep the junk for myself. I'll give him fresh. But the fresh doesn't have truma taken off. Well, Meiser's taken off. So we have to be suspicious. In a normal world, normal situations, you don't have to be suspicious. Ula alma lo chashinan. You know, we'll stop over here because it's one more question. Fine, we'll stop over here. It's 7 o'clock. And we will pick it up tomorrow. But no, we're only worried about Meiser. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Machsher. Maybe it wasn't Machsher.